Recording.
Thank you.
Welcome to Creating Cash Flow for August 3rd, 2025. We have Cora, who is a cash flow cat. She's a web developer. That's what we're talking about right now. So she gave us a quick update. I just started a new job opportunity that I'd love your thoughts on. It's a commission-based sales position a friend offered me. Basically, I call potential clients to offer free consultations with his wife, who owns an art consulting business for interior designers. If someone agrees to the consultation, I earn $50. If they move to forward and sign a contract, I earn an additional $300. It's flexible, remote, and the kind of side job that could actually work well for an actor. My friend used to do cold sales for tech and is going to train me, and he's had good results, typically 1 to 2 yeses so far per 4 hour calling block. So I'm cautiously optimistic. My question is there anything you think I should ask for up front? Any boundaries or structures I should put in place, even though it's informal? It's not a typical job, but if it goes well, it could give me some real freedom. I set my own hours, I can take time off without asking anyone, and it aligns with how I'm trying to build my life. I'm still planning to keep my restaurant job through the end of the year while I see how this pans out. But this is the first thing that's felt like it might actually fit. So, yay for you. Yes, yay for you. Thank you for any insights. And again, thank you so much. Oh, the time. No problem going first. Okay. So this is basically commission-based sales position. My first question about this is, are they giving you the leads or do you have to go out and find the leads?
No, they have all that like curated, and all I have to do is get onto, I'm on their system, and like they have it all.
Great.
I just have to make the calls.
Yeah, so that's really good news for anyone listening, like a commission-based job. So first of all, are you being given leads? That's a huge amount of weird work that then you don't have to do. And the other good thing is that they've been doing this. So they will be able to like help you with verbiage and help you phrase things, and you won't have to figure that out while you're working. So you're basically coming into a system and just being working that system. Then it's based on two factors. One, how good you get at being a salesperson, because there's technique to that, and just, countering objections and all of that stuff, and how the market is going for this particular service, which you don't have control over. But we'll see. We'll see. And so I think that as far as like what should be in place, I think that it would be good for you to just have all of this in writing so that you're clear. Like you are working as what they're going to call it, an independent contractor. I'm assuming like it's a 1099. They're benefits or anything like that. It's a 1099 freelance sales position. Like, spell it all out. I get paid this much when this happens. And you want to know things like part of what you want to know is when do you get paid? Do you get paid when you've earned like, okay, we'll cut you a check every time you earn up to $300? Or do you get paid at the end of each week for whatever you've brought in? And do you only get when a client is brought on board, do you only get your $300 once the client has paid for the service, or do you get $300 the minute they have said yes? Like, I want to know when you get paid and how you get paid. And that should be in writing.
Okay, great.
Because you see all the different ways that that could work not in your favor.
It's definitely.
Yeah. Like, do they just pay you once at the end of the month? Do they pay you twice during the month? Do they pay you at the end of each week? Blah, blah, blah. And then there's not too much more to it. because all they want from you is for you to move the leads through the funnel, move through the process. So as long as you work as many hours as it takes to move as many leads as you need to move, and they don't care when you do that, then everything should work out fine.
Okay, I will I will go ahead and have that written up then. Thank you.
Yeah, just every little detail about how this works. Now, and so this is just, do you have an idea of like how much with your restaurant job you would like to earn through this business?
Oh yeah, I wanna earn, I mean, ideally, I would love to replace my current income. Yeah, and what I need is, I know my numbers in terms of what I need. I need 3,500. And yeah, I do make that here at the restaurant. So I'm looking to make that after taxes. Obviously, I need to put aside a certain amount for taxes. So ideally, I'm looking to replace my waiting job. For a while, though, I would love for there to be some overlap so I could maybe just like pay off one of my loans sooner, and other things that I have going on, like extra things that I would love to do. I am looking like I'm hosting a screening in October, and I'd like to spend $500 on that, and I'd like to go on this trip that will probably be like pretty inexpensive, like 750, because we're camping. I'm not putting that pressure. I am on the sales job. To supplement that, I'm gonna work some extra waiting shifts, hopefully if I can get them. But yeah, I would like it to supplement and eventually replace slash possibly for a while maybe do both and just get a little like ahead and maybe possibly even max out my Roth before the new year sort of thing.
Okay, so the reason I asked that is because I wanted to get an idea of how ambitious you are towards this. And it sounds like you're pretty ambitious. You would love to replace your income. So that means that you want to get as good at this, at selling, as you can, shortest amount of time possible. So then the question is, how do you do that? Is you're the person training you going to let you listen in on calls that he's doing?
I'm shadowing next week, and then he's going to shadow me.
Perfect. Okay. I was wanted to make sure both of those things were happening, because if someone's not shadowing you, you could be like doing these things that just aren't working for
He's only shadowing me a little bit. Just because he does have a full-time job, which is why they've decided to outsource this. So I'm shadowing him teeny bit. He's shadowing me a teeny bit and then letting me fly. And then we're gonna touch base every week and like, or really all the time about, oh, I hit this snag or this happened. And we're treating it very much like a normal sales job, and he's like helping me along the way.
Great. So it sounds like you are able to get like as quick of feedback as you want. Right. And so the more time you're able to do this, the better you'll get at it. One of those things where you just have to, like, the more you audition, the better you get at auditioning. Its own weird skill, and selling is a skill. But what's really great is if you turn out to like this selling, and if you turn out to be good at it, oh my God, it is the position that so many companies and people need. A commissions-based salesperson is everybody's dream, because there's so few people who want to do it and are good at it.
Yeah, that's why he approached me. And I've always sort of known this fact about me that and literally people come to me being like, I feel like you'd be good at sales. And I'm like, I think I would be too.
Well,
So yeah, I'm grateful for this, and that's why he came to me, because we had a call the previous week, and then him and his wife made this decision. He was like, "I know it's a little different and avant-garde and not like," he didn't say illegal, but we both agreed that it's not your typical 9 to 5. So yeah.
Illegal, it's just not your typical 9 to 5. Now,
Right.
here's a strategy. Oof, my hair, what is going on? But sorry about that. Here is this, my eye. So I'm like, what part of this is in my eye? So here's a strategy for you. So let's say you're doing this and you're like, oh, I'm pretty good at this. And then the leads are pretty good and you're making some money and that's great. I would encourage you to go out and start look, you know, a 2 hours a week. Start looking around on Indeed and all the job sites to see what other sales fee, commission-based sales opportunities are for you. Because if you sell something where you're getting a better commission, you can add that. You can add that and do some of those sales, but some of the bigger sale, like you can really.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for too. I was like, it seems like a really good opportunity to learn as well. So he has the experience and then where for all. And I was like, wow, I'm so lucky that I get this training as well, from somebody who has the direct experience and success. So like, wow, like lucky me. And so yeah, I'm like, wait, if I do this, I could also potentially take it out similar to how he has and use it for tech companies or something else. Or yeah.
Yeah,
Thank you.
love it. And I love that you're doing this over the next like 5 months overlapped with a job that's like, okay, I'm earning my money from the restaurant and that's great. So it's not like, oh God, tomorrow I have to figure out how to like ooh, earn all this money and save. You have a nice runway for yourself, and any of the lap, like you said, you can put towards the other things that you would like to do. Yeah, it sounds great, Cora.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I feel
Congratulations.
incredibly, thank you. Yeah, and I love that it's been not that long since we last chatted, and yeah, I'm very grateful, and yeah, thank you for your insights. I will get that all in writing and ready to go, and keep you posted.
Yeah, and you just email it and go, I just took note. I just, you know, summarized everything we talked about the position. And if you could just initial it and take a photo and send it back to me, that would be great. Just so we're all on the same page. It's just something for you all to refer back to if there's any. And any details you don't have about when you get paid, how you get paid, are they paying by Zelle or whatever, get those details and then put it, add it to the writing.
I have one little question. I actually don't think I want to do this, but it would it there's like a little part of me that's like being a little sneaky, and it's like, well, if I'm gonna be doing this, gonna get paid in cash? Like, they live in LA. Is that, I mean, yeah, I guess I could ask.
Well, you have to ask them. And the thing about when somebody who's running a business is paying you in cash is they can't take it off on their taxes.
Yeah, I don't think I want to go down that road. I just,
Well,
yeah.
it's a road. It's a road that exists. I would just be kind of amazed that they wouldn't want to take your the money they're paying you off on their taxes as an expense, independent contractor expense.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
Okay.
well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Cool.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Great. Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Haller, creator, coach of the Creating Cashflow program. And the floor is open. That was the question that I got in advance. So now we just have time open to help you make money. Hi. Is it Liana?
Yes.
Liana,
I'm
hello.
trying to press the raise hand
Oh,
thing and
no,
I couldn't figure it out how to
this
do it.
works too. Just that works too. I love the
Well,
room.
so to be honest, I didn't have a question per se. I was just going to join the call and see if I can get ideas, but since you have the time, I would like to just to kind of give you an update where I'm at in terms of cash flow, and maybe you can and kind of my strategy. And you, I would love your eyes, your thoughts
Okay.
on the strategy.
Yeah.
So I just gave birth 3 months ago to our second baby. Yeah, so I have two under two.
My gosh.
So talk, in all the trainings, you say that your expertise is on like the transitioning from one thing to the other. So this is what I'm thinking in terms of this transitioning, as I say. So pre-second baby, I was basically the way I'm making money is I'm an actor. I audition book jobs from so that and residuals, of course, as everybody else. And then I had a freelance job that I can do online, so I don't have to drive anywhere. And I would only have to go to that job on site every other so often. Right now I'm on maternity leave from that job. It's a W-2 job. And I also had another, I also tutor. I had a little tutoring side business. So at the moment, I'm not working on any of them because I'm disability, and they just extended my disability for a few more
Great.
weeks. I'm glad that I did it because I did not took disability the month before pregnancy, even though I was able, just because I was crazy and I wanted to work. And it was a bad decision, to be honest. I would have made more money on disability, and I needed the time to just prepare
Yeah.
than whatever I what the what I work. But anyway, it is what it is. So I'm here now. And what I'm really debating is it's like I'm what I'm it's how much more do I want to go back to work, how many hours, on the different ways that I make money in a way that is also works for my new our new situation, of having two babies. And to be very honest, I'm very tired.
You think? Yes, you're
Yeah.
tired.
So the I'm finishing working. I'm not done. I'm finishing working on our budget, given all the new set of circumstances that we are going through. And I'm very close to be done. But the math doesn't seem to be there for me to work as many hours, because what I will have to, I do have hire someone just to help every a couple of hours here and there, just so that I can do some of like when I need to work, I need to fully be there. I can't, and at least the job that I have to go on site, it pays $30 an hour minus taxes. The commute is about 50 minutes each. It could be up to 50 minutes. And I, the cheapest daycare that I've, and I don't have family nearby, so I have to hire somebody to help. The cheapest I found is $20 an hour. So I was just thinking, it just doesn't make any sense. Well, for $10 minus taxes and the commute, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you're right.
So my husband still has, he took some paternity leave at the beginning, and then he has some more days that he could take on as needed. So what I'm looking at, and this is what is that, tell that other job, that the one in which I have to be present, that I could only do it if it is on, he's off, my husband is off every other Friday. So if I can go to the office, those one of those days, then I can do it. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. And then the question comes to how much of the one that I can do remotely I want to do, and how much, and when I go right now, I have, again, I'm on maternity, so I told all my reps, don't submit me quite yet. I'm still on disability. Honestly, I'm still kind of weak. And some of the jobs that I ended up booking, they're quite physical. So I just want to, I was kind of afraid to like, no, I don't want to be running around. I have a friend of mine that had a C-section and she went back on set 2 weeks into and her sutures came out. I was like, no, I'm not doing any of the stupid shit. For once in my life, I'm prioritizing my health. Yeah, but of course I am going through the FOMO of, seeing friends that are booking and et cetera. So where I currently am is that my disability ends mid-August. So like I have 3 more weeks that I'd be on disability. And then afterwards I can file for what they call family bonding. It's like another 8 weeks. It's probably going to be, because it's another quarter, it's probably going to be a little bit lower than when I get on disability, because it's, I earn less in those that period of time. And so I'm thinking of letting know my other freelance job that I'll be back of taking hours probably in September. Just to give me myself August to just kind of ease, get my bearings. The issue that I have with that is that just recently my 3 months old is starting to get into a schedule. I don't know, sometimes he naps, sometimes he doesn't nap. So I don't know if I'll be able to do that job with him here and not having extra help. That's one. I have been turning down auditions, but I had a couple of auditions that were like the casting knew me directly and they're like, they send it to me. And I was like, just for the practice, just to see how can I juggle both, let me practice it. And if it was very short, I could get it done. If it would have been a more complicated one, like a multiple pages one, it would have been a struggle to get it done. Sometimes I will just need like a really good focus hour to just no feeding or anything. So yeah, that's where I am. I'm not done with the budget, but I am looking at the possibility, and this is a conversation I've been having with my husband. What if for the remainder of the year, I don't work? Like, could we survive just on your income? What cuts we will need to make? And I already saw some areas in which we can save. Oh my other one is wanting attention. And we could get it, we could do it, but we will have to, we will have to be very, we will have to be okay. We wouldn't have to be superiorly austere, but we just have to be mindful of what our budget is and not be superfluous with expenditures. Basically just spend money that I earn. So like whatever I earn, like I already got a tentative schedule of what the other freelance work will be. And I just, the stuff that I spend on acting, I just spend like what I'm gonna earn. So I don't add anything. Yeah, that's kind of but yeah. The thing is that in order to be competitive in acting, this is where I'm like going back and forth. I have a colleague of mine that I had this conversation with. She's with a better team than I am. But she was very smart and she told me, listen, 2.5 months of me going into delivery, I told my rep to stop submitting me for things. I was going to go through all these sexy parts. I was not feeling sexy at 9 months pregnant. And she was very cautious the first couple of what she will take on. So she took her like a couple of like 1 or 2 day play, books. Now when her kid now is 2.5, she booked a series regular. And yes, they have to hire babysitters. She's shooting out of town and all that entails. But she says, you know what? I was happy that I waited for something that was worth it. So I either can just leave things as they are and just take like little day play, you know, I just audition for little day players or a couple of day players here and there, that I don't have to do too much into my materials. I can just, and if I book them, it's a one day, you know, a grant minus taxes, et cetera. Or if I want to be competitive, I will have to probably put some time into revamping my reel. I don't know if my reps are going to want me to do new headshots. The last headshots that I did were 2 years ago. And the biggest thing is that everybody have told me I should up level my team. You know, at this point with the bookings that I have, with some awards that I have gotten, maybe it's time to up level my team. But again, that takes considerably focus and time to do that. And yeah, and I am limited. I do look at my budget. I'm not too limited with resources. I'm okay. The one resource that I have limited is time and energy. So anyway, that's where I am. I don't know if you
Oh,
have any feedback.
yeah. First of all, one, congratulations. Two, holy shit, you just created like a human being in your body and then got it out successfully. That's like the biggest miracle of the world. You just did it for the second time. So acknowledge that. Okay. Third, thank you for sharing that with me because I think this is a really interesting conversation and it certainly is, you know, just a reality of like, okay, I've got all these things and what do I do and blah, blah, blah. So first two things I would want to say to you. Number one, you will never have this time with your children at this stage of the game ever again.
Yeah, this is when they need me the most, for sure.
Yeah, both of them. Because the older one is like, who, speaking as the older sister, who the heck is this new thing? Like, what about me? So actually, it's not just theoretical, like, well, two kids need more attention. It's like two kids need two very different types of attention at the same period so that that some bonding goes on and they don't lose the sense of mother and father see me. So this is a really important time in your whole families, like your husband included in all of this. And in fact, it will probably be useful for your husband to have some alone time with the older kid, you know, just to kind of reinforce that relationship as you integrate. Are they both the same sex?
Yes.
Two boys?
Two boys.
Two boys. Okay. So yeah. So the older boy go off with the dad sometime a few times, you know, during the year.
Yeah, that's it's been a rough transition for us because he has had to take I did not do very well the first couple of months. I had a lot of health complications. So there were a couple of times that he had to be on, like with everything, bedtime routine, dropping him off a day, everything, because I just couldn't do it between taking care of myself and taking care of the newborn.
What's your husband's name?
Patrick.
Patrick. We don't talk about this enough, but Patrick just had two kids too. Patrick now has two kids too. He just had a baby. He just had another baby. And there was complications with the woman who delivered the baby. And so Patrick had to live a life with two kids. Like, that's fine that he had to. I know it's time away from his work, and that's, you know, what he's contributing a lot to the family in that respect. But it's just like, yeah, you have two kids. He has two kids. And sometimes shit happens and everybody needs to do what they need to do while you're in bed recuperating. Yeah. So yeah, Patrick had two kids. Okay. So this is the only time you will have with these two kids at this stage of their game. The one thing I do know about children and having them and raising them is every single year will be different. As the kids, they need different things, different. It's like parenting every single year
Even
is different.
at 3 months is very different than when he
Very
was a
different.
newborn.
And in less than a year, you're going to have a little toddler person, like, and you won't have a baby anymore. It's amazing how fast it goes. Like, in less than a year, you have a baby, and then in less than a year, you don't have a baby. It's a very fast time. So that's one thing I would want to say. It's like, this is a little golden moment, not to be just kind of like, let's get through it. The other thing I would say is that the most valuable story you can tell yourself during this time period, because there's lots of stories you can tell yourself. I think the most valuable one is, my career is going to be there when I'm ready for it. My career is still going to be there when I'm ready for it. I was coaching in another group of actors for several years. And one of our members, I think she's in her early 60s. She works, but she got in a freak car accident on the freeway. And she had to rehabilitate, and she had the leg thing, and she was, and we just had to talk about how her career is going to be there when she's back and ready for it. And it was. In fact, her agents were like, can we get, can you, we'll just tell everybody that your particular character is going to have a limp. Like, they were just ready. She was getting called in. So, and that was a year, like almost a year and a half away with no work. That's not even how long it's going to be for you. Your career is going to be there, and this is a very precious moment for your family. So, with those two things, then we can start to talk about strategy. But I want to keep those things first and foremost in
Thank
your
you
mind.
for, because I need the reminder. Thank you for, because I need the reminder. I had a friend, we were doing a production 2 years ago, and she got into a car accident. And I remember that was my advice to her. Hey, listen, take care of yourself. Your body's an important instrument. There's always going to be auditions. They're not going anywhere. Prioritize this. But when it comes to me, sometimes it's hard to just do the same thing for myself.
Oh, totally. That's why I have Kate. I give you guys advice, but then I'm like, oh, what about this? And Kate's like, have you thought about maybe doing that? I'm like, what? No, I haven't thought about that. And yeah, you need other people. Miata and I meet every single month because it's just like, we need other feedback. So this is, I'm so glad you decided to have this conversation today, because it's one I know a lot of people will benefit from when they hear it. So, we're just gonna, what we're doing right now is playing in the sandbox. So I'm not like saying you have to do one thing or another. We're just exploring in the sandbox of like, So when we look at the possibility of you not working for the rest of the year, and when you say not working, do you mean that includes not auditioning? Like, just, or auditioning?
No, that would mean not doing any of the other things that I do besides acting to
Yeah,
earn
okay.
income.
When we look at that possibility, how does that make you feel?
It's mixed feelings. On the one hand, oh my God, I will recover time and, time and energy. Because one of the jobs, I don't have to put a lot of thought into it, but it's still time, voices and all of that. And I have to, coordinate it when he's napping and all of that good stuff. So on that aspect, I'm excited to just for once, let me just focus on this area and see if I can just make this area is the one that it doesn't happen very often. When I do book something, the return on time invested is so much more higher than the other ones. On the other side, I get a little nervous because I like having income that I earn.
Yeah, no, I actually want you to have income that you earn. By the way, the acting income is income that you earn.
Yeah,
I want you to have income.
that is more likely that I'll because because acting you can audition.
Steady income.
Yeah.
Income you can count on. I'm glad you actually have the desire for that,
Yeah.
because that means you'll want to go back to those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
When the time is up, you'll be like, oh, okay, now I get the good stuff of having the income. That's great. And I do understand that having that income, it allays some anxiety. It lowers the level of anxiety a little, and that's invaluable. But what would be interesting is if you could build the muscle of being able to lower your anxiety and to deal with the stories attached to the safety of a regular income. I'm not saying don't have a regular income for the rest of your life. I'm saying maybe not. We're just looking at for the rest of the year. August, September, October, November,
Yeah,
December.
eight,
Bye.
four
It'll
months.
fly by.
Yeah.
And then you can do the tutoring again and you can do the remote or, and maybe if you give yourself the space, by November, you'll be like ready to go again. Like, I don't know. It doesn't have to be all the way to the end of the year, but it would be interesting to see what you would gain from, because there's things that you can gain from having the space to focus on your children, focus on your relationship with your husband, which is going to need some space because there's now another person in the family and you don't want to crowd out your relationship, and acting. So that when you do get those golden opportunities, it's not like, oh God, I have to f get an audition. It's like, oh, I have the space and the bandwidth to actually knock it out of the park.
And I could treat it as an experiment, even if I just give myself a month or two to
Yeah.
just try it out and see what happens.
What if you and Patrick sat down and said, okay, I would like to do. I think it would be best for our family, all things considered, for me to do a 3-month experiment. I think you should do a 3-month. 2 months, you need to get into the rhythm of it. You need to deal with your anxiety around it. You do need to kind of experience it to know if it you like it or not, or what you want to adjust. So August, September, October. And at the end of October, you and I, Patrick, will reassess and see where we're at. And if I need to kind of go bring in some more income, then I'll start doing stuff like that. But for these next 3 months, I think it would be good for my body. I think it would be good for my acting career. I think it would be good for the kids. I think it would be good for us. If I had some space.
And as I say, I mean, if I file for family bonding, which I have another 8 weeks, I'll have another 8 weeks of income. Yeah. So I have 8 weeks plus the 3 weeks of disability that I have. I have 11 weeks, which is almost 3 months. But it's just, as I say, it's not as high as what I can make, you know,
Right.
from
But
my
what
job.
you and Patrick are doing here, and this is where we look at it from the big picture perspective. We look at the holistic part of it. What you're basically doing is like, this is what our family is doing instead of a big Christmas or instead of a vacation. Or, you know, it's like we're doing this. This is what we're spending our money on. Because there's spending money and then there's reducing things to get something else, which is time and space. And that's what you're buying. You're buying spaciousness so you can ease your family into this new thing and so that you can recover your body and be ready to go when the acting opportunities come. And because you're going to do the best income production the more you're able to like do it, no matter what job you're doing. And I have this feeling that you've attached, many people do this, that's why I'm kind of seeing it in you, that you've attached a lot of stories around the extra regular income, regular income.
It's it, I have to learn to not attach my sense of fulfillment and self-worth to earnings. It's taken us a long time, and I've done most of the work. I'm the one that does the tracking, prepares us for taxes because I've been doing this work with Meta for many years. So we're in a healthy place. We're not upside down, we're not in debt or any of that. But I have to start telling myself a story that all that other work is also work. Like, what do they call that? There's that term for it, unpaid economy or something. It's like all the things that, because we don't hire somebody because somebody does it.
There is a
Not
term
just
I'm totally
raising children, but also like that, like the tracking, like like you will pay somebody to do those things. And but I sometimes feel like, oh my goodness, I'm not.
Earning.
Yeah.
Yes. I love that you articulated that. There is, it's like unpaid labor, but
Pay labor.
because there is, but there's two ways. There's earning income and there's saving your family money. Both do the same thing. Both help your bottom line. You doing the accounting is saving your family from paying someone to do that. You tending to the kids for 3 months is saving your family a ton of money. You doing a budget and cutting back is saving your family. So you're just in a little chapter where the way you're contributing financially is by saving your family money versus bringing more in. Two different levers that you can pull, or two different dials you can turn at different times of your life. And both are equally valuable. But I think there's some stories, probably from your long ago, that's like, I gotta earn money. I gotta earn money. That's safety. That's worth. That's productivity. That's my contribution. I also don't just want to rely on my husband. It's like, don't want you just to rely on your husband, but you're a team. And especially now is when it's like, okay, we really have to work as a team financially too. And then, it's going to be a minute before the year is over, and then you can go start earning some income again.
I like the sound of that. I just need to start telling myself more of those stories. So I'm glad that I came.
And the thing is your brain will want to run over here because you do have a lot of FOMO.
I do.
And your brain will go there, but your job is to grab your brain and drag it back and go, no, those are not the stories we're telling ourselves. The story we're telling ourselves is my career is going to be waiting for me. My roles are not going to be taken by anybody else. The stuff that is meant for me is going to come to me. And so, what I would suggest is that during this 3 months of some spaciousness, just let your team that you currently have do their thing. And either at the end of October or at the beginning of the new year, definitely up-level your team. If your work is of a higher caliber, and your especially if your colleagues are saying you should probably do this, you should probably do it. Yeah, but that's fine. That's still going to be happening in
Any
January.
advice in story wise, what would be a better, because here's when I should probably go to a mindset coaching, but it's like, so I have savings. I have savings that is, they're mine. It's my money, right? I can just, it's, and, but there's a part of me that is like, okay, if I wouldn't earn, let's say I was thinking of going back to one of my jobs. One of my remote jobs that I can kind of tell them how many hours I want to work in September. I love the idea of just having the space of not having to juggle something, put something else into the pot, because it's, again, it's more coordinating, it's more, if I get an audition, it's that, and everything else. But what it is nice is the income, you know, like, oh, I'm going to be making this much a week and I can do it from home. Any, I was, this is what I was thinking of telling myself. Liana, if you will be going back to school, let's say I wanted to get another certification on something because that certification will allow me to earn more.
Right.
I wouldn't be considering the time going back to school. You know, I, this is an investment of time and whatever. I just, that's my fear is like, how, what can I tell myself that if I buy myself those 2 months of not going back in September to work
Yeah.
and I still spend money on, I still invest money on, you know, professional development if I, you know, whatever. That is not money down the drain. That is okay if I'm not earning money for that. I can deep into my reserve, which I have built. I don't know if you have any recommendations, because I get it. It's like I was like, why, Liana? You have spent on other things. If your car breaks, you fix it, right? If you would have a health issue, you will not even think about it. Why? Yeah.
A really good, and these stories, when I say you have to pick a new story to tell yourself, it has to feel true. It can't be all like, nah. It's like, no, it has to feel very true, usually linked to some proof that you have from the past. And it has to be something that you say again and again and again until you really start to believe it. It's okay if you don't believe it at first. It has to be rooted in truth so that eventually you will believe it. But sometimes it takes repetition because your brain likes to run away over here where it's comfy and you have to drag it back. I get great returns on the investment I make in my career. I get great returns. That is a great, I mean, you can buy some Apple stock. Or you can invest in you. I would rather bet on me. I'm a good bet.
It is, but you know what? It's not a lie. It's true. When I invest in myself, I have very good returns. I mean, I'm my the money that I'm making on disability, and it's from acting work. Although the other jobs, yeah, don't, yeah.
Yes, look at this. You actually have an acting career, which by the way, some people do not. They wish they had it. You have residuals. You have, you know, you've been able to get disability because you've done work. It's like we go through different chapters of our life. And we've been sold this story in America that your life just is a straight line and it should always go up and it should always look like you're earning more and more and more each year. It's like that is not life. That's a lie. Life is ebbs and flows and expansions and contractions. And sometimes you lose a job, or sometimes it's lean, and sometimes it's there's a surplus. And sometimes you save, but sometimes you have to use your savings. That's what the savings is for. It's like it is this organism, our lives and our financial lives that change, just like your children are changing every single year. And we have to get used to surfing. We're not riding in a speedboat financially across our lives. We're surfing the waves. And there's a need to get build muscle so that you're comfortable surfing. And you're not like, oh no, a wave is coming. I'm in total danger. Because every wave is not a tsunami. And this is a phase of life where you're raising an infant. And you still have acting opportunities coming in. And that if you invest in yourself, it's a good investment. And your family's going to be okay. This would not be my advice to you if you were like, we need money, or we're not going to be eating, or we're going to lose the house, or we're going to. It's like, no, that's not where you're at right now. And what's so tragic is when you're at a place where you can do something like take 1 or 2 or 3 months off, and you don't because you're like, no, gotta earn because I'm not safe unless it's like, whoa. you're not actually dealing with your reality. Your whole family has now shifted to a new reality, a reality of two kids, a reality of a mom who needs some recuperation time and some space, and a reality of someone who's actually has an acting career and who can afford, and you are earning money during this time even. It's not even like there will be no income. You are bringing in income based off work you've done in the past. You don't yet know how to relax into that. But if you give yourself 2 or 3, that's why I said 3 months, but if you give yourself at least 2, you might be able to start building the muscle that allows you to relax into okayness. We're going to be okay. And I've got to get used to us being okay because I'm not used to it yet. But that is a muscle that will serve you really well. And some people never build it. Kate.
I had a thought about a thought you might want to experiment with. You know how when you if you're going to build a new house, the best plan is to hire a good architect who will take several months to make some plans based on what your landscape is, talk to you about their plans, adjust the blueprint, and do all of that before you start laying the foundation. You don't just run in and start putting bricks to add an addition. And so, what my thought was that perhaps this time for you is the time of architecting your new foundation for your family, as opposed to building the foundation and earning money, right? You're architecting it, you're getting
Designing.
used to it and creating the new form in your mind before you implement it. And that's really powerful and important work.
And also, I think another story that I don't know if you guys were hearing my toddler. He was crying, and my husband had to take care of him, not me. But I think I have to also relax that if like it's two of us, and I don't have to be the one, working and managing and scheduling and all of that. I can, it's two of us that earn, and then two of us that take care. And so does my things might take a little longer, but it's okay. Yeah, he's settled now. So yeah. It's okay too. It's a team. It's not, I don't have to be the striker and the catcher and all of that at the same time.
Yeah. And that's going to be really good for your relationship with your husband. Because the truth is, something could happen to you, something could happen to him. One of you would be left, and it could be him to like raise the family. And he would do it. He would figure it out. And he builds his confidence by doing things like you letting him do things. That's how he learns and builds his confidence. He's had one kid, but he's never had two kids in his life. So he's just learning this too. Let him build his confidence in that arena, and you build your confidence in, like, I actually can relax into the okayness of what we've built. And to Kate's point, have some space in my brain so I can think about how I want to up level and arrange my income producing stuff when I go back to it. Instead of what everybody does, which is like have a baby and just jump right back into the same thing they were doing. And it just kind of goes by. So the fact that you even wanted to have this conversation indicates to me that you're like wanting to do something differently.
I want to be more mindful with my time, definitely, because it's what I have limited. And that's why I'm very appreciative of the abundance bound work, because it's what allowed me to get from being up, what do you call it, upside down? I don't know,
Upside down.
upside, Because when we did the when I did the income, when I first started, this was many years ago, I had like, I don't remember how many jobs. I had a lot of jobs. And I was running like a crazy person. I wasn't married and I didn't have kids, but I was running like a crazy person and barely making it. And then when I made the math of like how I was earning in all of them and then the time that it took me, all of them, I was like, okay, this one is regular, but I have a commute and I have to prep and da, 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 da. And then by the time, what is it that I'm earning? I was like $12 an hour versus the other one, I don't have to go anywhere and I make 70 an hour. No, I need more hours of those and less of this. And that I was, and that's what allowed me to get stable and safe. And when we bought the house that we bought, it was the down payment, it was half his and half mine. And mine was with acting work and my jobs. But I was able to, you know, and I was very proud of that. So,
Yeah.
but I had to be smart about like not all jobs are created equal. So yeah, I do want to, I need to reevaluate what makes more sense now and not just because, yeah, my time is limited now.
Yeah. And what you most, it sounds like what you most would want to do is be a mother and be an actress. And wouldn't it be interesting if given you a little more space to think about it and uplevel your team and get whatever else stuff you need, that was absolutely possible for you going forward. You just have, we haven't tried it yet. Yeah.
Thank
But
you.
you're welcome. And a lot of what these months ahead will take is you shifting your stories, catching yourself when you're like, oh, I am telling myself a story that is making me feel bad. I need to tell myself a story that makes me feel better.
Yeah, I have to figure out. I'm gonna work on the FOMO. I have to work on that. It's really hard. It's really hard. I have two colleagues of mine right now. One of them is in New York, working with a company that I worked with before, and I'm like, yeah, but different lanes, Liana, totally different lanes. And another one is doing a lot of things, and things are not necessarily moving forward. But yeah, and I'm like, just stop comparing. Eyes on your own paper.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's really hard.
It is hard. And another thing to remind your brain when it you're dragging it back, I wanted to have another kid. I wanted to be exactly where I am right now, which is a mother of two children. And this is the only time I'll be a mother of an infant. So this is what I wanted. And the saddest, most tragic thing would be for you to spend this time wanting something else.
Totally.
It's like this is time to spend enjoying
It's what I
this
worked so
thing.
hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't easy
Yeah.
getting the second one. It wasn't easy at all. But so yeah.
Because I guarantee that when you get the role that you want, maybe a series regular, the conversation we'll be having is, oh, but I miss my kids. I miss my kids. It's like, yes, but you'll miss your kids less if you are present right now. Being present and satisfied with where you're at and what you're doing, that's what creates a great texture of life. Of I am here doing this, something I want, and later I'll be doing this other thing I want. But I won't, when I'm doing that, I won't be able to do this. So I might as well enjoy this now. Yeah. And when your kids are, 10 and 8, you're going to be like, oh, but the time when they were little, it was so great. So enjoy it now. Yeah.
Thank you, Kay, for making the notes because I do gonna go back to the chat and copy them to remember them. So thank you for that. And thank you, Christine.
Thank you. you opened your heart to have such a wonderful conversation. Thank you. It was lovely hearing about your life. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. And I really, 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 I'm like, oh, please take this time. Take it. Yeah.
I'm
Okay.
glad that I came. It was useful.
Good.
Okay, thank you.
Eileen and Kira, I'm not calling you out. I'm just checking in to see if you have something you'd like to talk about or if we feel complete for the day. Hi, Kira. You feel good? Feel complete?
I could ask something if
Okay.
Eileen doesn't have something.
Go for it.
So I worked on this a while ago where I was up for a promotion at work, and then I got the promotion, but the promotion was a sort of preliminary, and they were like, we're going to give you this lesser title with the responsibilities of the higher title and higher pay, but give you the lower pay. And so now I'm coming up on the 6 month review that they promised me. And I guess I just want to, it's supposed to be this month. And I just really want to level up my mindset and be sort of thinking about how to approach it, if that makes sense. My boss has some numbers that I asked him if we could go over this it at our next meeting. And so yeah, I guess I'm gonna have some evidence of the things that have gone well, like number based, like how much money we've saved and how many more projects we've completed. Like, I know that the team is doing better because of the work that I've been doing, and yeah, I just know that I'm worthy. I really, really do. But I have a lot of fear that they're just gonna continue to like dangle the carrot and like, I don't know. Yeah. I welcome your thoughts.
Okay. So remind me of what you have learned from me about leverage in these companies.
I don't remember. I mean, I'm sure. Oh, is it having another job lined up?
That's one type of leverage. So there's
Yeah.
different types of leverage. So here, another word for leverage is sort of like consequences. Okay, so this is what I want you to go into this meeting with. I want you to go into this meeting with evidence of how you have contributed and improved their bottom line, the work environment, the function of the team, everything. Everything you've improved and elevated and whatever. I love that you've already like, I'm going in with some numbers. That's amazing and very professional of you. So big thumbs up. So I want you to go in with evidence. And I want you to go in knowing clearly this is what I want. I want this title. I want this money. And I want it now.
Yeah.
Because they've already made you wait. Like they've kicked the can down the road. So I want you to know, but you have to know specifically what you want. And then I want to know what the consequences are going to be if they don't give you everything you want. And so one consequence could be you leave. One consequence could be, okay, well, I'm not going to continue working at this level for this company unless I'm compensated for it. I'll stay. But I'm dialing it back. I'm just going to do what I did before because I'm either going to work here at this level with this compensation and this package or here. Totally up to you. I'm fine with both. That's the leverage you have if you're planning to not quit. It's I'll stay, but I'm not, why? Because the question that I would be asking them is, what incentive do I have to continue working hard for this company who only continues to test me instead of actually rewarding me? Because that's what they're doing. They keep testing you. And you have proof and proof, proof and proven your loyalty, and you've stuck around and blah, blah, blah. And that other shit happened and you dealt with it. And like, how much more? It's like if you were going for an acting job and it was your 17th callback, you're like, what the fuck more does anybody need to see? Like, people actually have said at a fifth callback, like, I'm not going. What? Like, you've seen everything. You've seen my tape. You've seen the pre-read. The casting director wants me. I've been to network. I've been to the, it's like there's no need for a sixth and seventh and eighth callback. And that's what they're doing to you. So it's like shit or get off the pot. And it's fine if you don't want to give me this. But one, you need to tell me that. And two, well, I'm not going to work as hard then, because that's how this works. So
Yeah.
now, the scary thing that I know people are, if they're listening to this, they're like, oh, just fire her. If they're so shitty that they're going to let an employee of your caliber go because they don't like you doing professional negotiations, then you don't want to work there. I'm sorry. Unless you're going to lose your home and be sleeping in your car. Another way to do it is the quiet quitting way. But you have to do it. You can't over deliver and keep doing it for the team. That's not quiet quitting. Quiet quitting is like, okay, well, I need this paycheck because I'm going to live in my car if I don't have it. So they're not going to give me what I want. So I am just going to start using company time to look for another job. I'm like not going to do this job anymore. And you literally
Yeah.
stop doing it. And women especially have a hard time with this because we want gold stars and we want to be a good girl because we've been conditioned. But if you want to have power back as a woman, you can't wait for it to be given to you. You have to be like, well, I can see a shitty situation when it's presented to me, and I'm not going to play that game. So you can totally be like, this is what I want. Here's the evidence. And they can say yes or no. But you know that the consequences of the no is fine, that I'm just going to do nothing, look for another job, but keep collecting this paycheck for as long as I can get it. And then you're going to fire me so I get unemployment. Like, strategize this thing.
I feel like there's sort of some legal protection in a way if I try to negotiate for a promotion and then they end up firing me. I don't know. I feel like there's probably some that could be like considered retaliation. I don't know. So I feel not scared. That's all to say. Like, I
Good.
don't feel scared to do that if
Yeah.
that is what the outcome is. And I guess another question I have is, I have a sense of like the bottom line number that I want to earn, but I feel like I probably should ask for higher than that. And so I'm curious what percentage you suggest above that I ask for.
At least $15,000 more, at least.
Okay.
Or 20 or 25.
Okay.
I mean, why not? All they're
Yeah.
going to say is like less than that. But
Yeah.
if you give yourself a big margin, then you might get more than you were willing to settle for. That's
Yeah.
the game of it. You guys, it is a game. And what's businesses get built and get lots of profit because half the people don't play the game. And they're like, oh, I'll be so happy if you just gave me that. And they're like, great. Great.
I mean, my boss told me that we saved last quarter, we saved like $30,000. and in our department. I can't remember if it was $30,000 a month or $30,000 per quarter, but I'll find out those
Yeah,
expenses.
that's like a whole page. That's like a whole
Like half
person,
a paycheck, yeah.
half a staff member.
Yeah, for like for one quarter.
Yeah,
So
so you pay me. So let's say you save 30. Well, if you pay me, an extra, even half of that, you're still making 50. I'm making you $15,000 a month, even if you pay me $15,000 to stay here and continue making you. Like, it's math. It's just math. It's not personal. Yeah. Kate?
thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to reflect back, Kira. I believe that I remember when you went into the negotiation that got you to this position you're in now. And I just want to reflect back to you that you are like going through that experience. You made yourself so smart and so savvy and so tough. And these people that have been jerking you around for like, I don't know how long before that last meeting, they got that you were serious. Because they knew that they had to offer you at least this much to keep you from leaving, or they wouldn't have offered you anything because that seems to be their nature. So you've done this once, and they already know where they stand with you. I'm sure they're hoping that you will be like, oh, everything's fine. But like, and to hear you at the beginning of this call say, I know the value of my contribution here. Like, you going through this process the last time made you, a different woman, I think, at least from the outside. And so you've got that already going into this next negotiation. And I can't wait to see what happens.
Thanks, Kate. That means a lot to me. Yeah, I just really feel like they have been jerking me around for a long time, but I think they kind of tend to do that in general.
Yeah.
And so I do have to push back. And I mean, this last pushback, I literally made a th myself like a 30% raise from
Yeah.
my previous salary. So like it was a very significant jump considering, but it
Do
was
it
really long.
again.
Yeah, it was really long overdue, but I'm definitely prepared to do it again. Yeah.
And that is something you can actually say, by the way. Thank you, Kate. That was great. I agree with everything she said. If they bring it up, because this is, oh, well, I mean, Kira, just a couple months ago, we gave you a 30% raise or whatever. You go, yeah, that was to compensate for the work that I had been doing. This is the raise now for where I'm actually at. That was for that old stuff that I was underpaid for. This is now what I need going forward. So you can make that, you can just say that. And I would add to what Kate said about the last negotiation and you getting stronger. Plus, let's not forget what you went through with HR.
I know.
I
Yeah.
mean, you're so much stronger at August 3rd, 2025 than back in January when this year started. You have this. And all you need is the evidence, clear what you want, and tucked inside you, the consequences.
Yeah, I think it'll help to get a little more clarity about sort of the consequences, and I can navigate that after it comes, but or you
Yeah.
know if that's what happens, but definitely I'll start by quiet quitting, and I have no problem with that. But I think in the meantime, yeah, I just really want to like go in there strong and with in a really power place, you know.
Oh, and hot tip. So with your boss, you guys are going over numbers and and you're being like, oh, look, if you can get that in writing, like, hey, could you just send me an email that that states, this was the this and this is how my team, like anything you can get in writing about how great your contribution was, because then if they do, like, if it all goes to pot and you can't get a good recommendation, you have this sheet of like, well, this is the facts.
Yeah,
of what I did
I
for the.
definitely will.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
just a little thing. Like, I would get that in writing if you can.
Yeah, I think I will be able to, for sure. I think it'll, I mean, I have access to some of, I mean, I think he has more access than I do. So yeah, I'll have to get it in writing somehow from him, which I think he'll be willing to give, but there are some things that I can see on my own, and it's just about learning the.
I mean, you can just say, can I get a copy of that report?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I'll do that. I will definitely do that. Yeah, I meet with him tomorrow, so I'm gonna try to focus on this so I can like have a little time to prepare it.
I'm
And I
so.
probably will also reach out to HR because I sort of suspect they'll not reach out to me to, you know, like maybe they won't remember or they'll hope that I forget. And so I feel like in like maybe 2 weeks, I'll just, you know, be like, we're coming up on the 6 month
That's
review
right. Oh,
and
yes.
yeah.
Get that on the schedule. Just be like, we're coming up. I'd like to schedule it. Like, so, because the easiest thing for them would be to just kick that can down the road.
Oh yeah,
Just
I know.
delay. So start, you could ask for it now. I'm just getting my schedule ready. When can we schedule that meeting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Good one. Thanks for letting us help you. I'm so invested now. I want you to get a
Me too.
raise. Yeah. All right. Eileen, anything? Just checking in. I saw your thumbs up earlier. You're good.
No, this is great. I'm still tracking and crunching numbers. That's why I just dropped in. But thank you for everyone who shared. This has been lots of words of wisdom. So,
Awesome, everybody. Well, we are complete. That is cash flow. We are again on August 17th, 2 weeks from
yes.
today.
And
Awesome.
the next mindset, if y'all are interested in that, is on the 22nd, on Friday the 22nd. So cash flow on the 17th, mindset on the 22nd.
I will be there. All right, guys. See you later.
Thanks, everybody. I'll see the baby.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, so sweet. So sweet.